So this is a video you're not going to see every single solitary day, because it's not too often people stick with anything for 5 years. But it has been 5 years since I bolted an Alucab Expedition 3 onto the top of my Toyota. And in the meantime, that Alucab has seen over 340,000 miles of highway, off-road, etc. use all across the United States. It's been in some of the worst blizzards, rainstorms, windstorms that you can possibly imagine. And after 5 years, I'm still not looking to replace it, believe it or not. And I'm going to show you why. I have a reputation in the Overland community of being fairly hardcore. I heavily modify my vehicles myself with my own tools in my driveway for the specific tasks that I'm going to do with them. Unlike others, I spend a large amount of time on the road, and when I first got my 4Runner, the very first thing I did was swap the Alucab from my Land Cruiser over to the 4Runner. I built a rack and then incorporated my lights, my solar, my roof rack, and my tent into one unit on top of the truck, and it's held up for 100,000 miles on the Toyota 4Runner so far. But on the Land Cruiser and the 4Runner combined, this tent has taken an absolute beating. Think about it. I've slept in this thing over 1,000 times. I've been on the road right now for over 7 months straight. So over 300,000 miles from the East Coast to the West Coast, north to south, every trail in the United States, this tent has been there for me. And a lot of people are going to ask, why would they spend as much as they're going to spend on an Alucab when there's so many other variants out there? Well, I'll tell you. First off, Alucab's been around for a long time. In 2000, Alucab Cape Town opened its doors and the journey began. These guys had their own travel experience in South Africa and Africa, and it taught them that space and weight were the two greatest challenges facing an overland traveler. So they addressed this. They developed the first ever aluminum canopy, specifically engineered for adventure travelers. But the development didn't stop there, and the more they refined it, strengthened it, and accessorized the canopy, the more they realized it had boundless potential. The company's grown into the very first aluminum canopy to full-swing manufacturing plant catering to the world market. Long story short, these boys have been doing this for a long, long time, and Africa is probably one of the harshest areas you could possibly need a rooftop tent for, and they had to have all the different little conveniences in place to make this thing effective. And for what I do, it works out incredibly well. Before I tell you about how great my Alucab has been for me, bear in mind, I've got a playlist up where I have reviewed over a half dozen different rooftop tents that I have owned over the years. And this is the only one that when I bought it, I was fairly certain it would be the last rooftop tent I would ever buy. Or if I ever did replace it, I would replace it with another Alucab. I've owned all the top of the lines and I've reviewed all the top of the line rooftop tents. In my capacity as a YouTuber, I've had the opportunity to sit down with some of the best and brightest in the overlanding genre and see all the different designs and creations in rooftop tenting that was available. And I chose to stick with the Alucab over all of them, and I'm going to show you why. Every manufacturer of rooftop tents has their own mechanism of actually deploying the tent. And I've dealt with every single solitary variation that's available. And to be perfectly honest, as strong as they may be, or as intuitive as they may be, or whatever you want to call it, the Alucab blows them all away by a lot, because you simply jump up on the bumper, unlatch two latches, and it deploys. And for 5 years and over a thousand times easily sleeping in this thing, I've never had an issue with the struts or any of the mechanisms that secure it or deploy it. So that's a huge win. The only problem I ever had with it ever was the weight. It's about 180 pounds. And for forever, I wanted a Go Fast Campers tent. That is until I actually saw one in real life. First of all, the price is the same as an Alucab. Second of all, the construction isn't made for someone like myself. Someone that's actually going to sleep in their tent dozens and dozens and dozens of times over an overlanding trip, as opposed to someone that's going to sleep in their tent once in a while. It's very well made. It looks really great, but it's tiny. There's no protection from the elements, and the sleeping surface leaves a lot to be desired. The Alucab is completely comfortable. I weigh 240 pounds, and I still have the original mattress that came with the Alucab, no problem whatsoever at all. And I've never once had a windstorm, even at 13,000 feet, even threatened to close the tent. Because my biggest concern was always sleeping and the wind closes the tent on you. That would freak you out. And with the Alucab, I can keep 8 sleeping bags, my pillows, and all sorts of other stuff in the tent while it's closed. The other ones just can't do that, period. So after 5 years, what is wrong with the Alucab, if anything? Well, a couple of times I've had the Alucab leak, and that's because the rubber seal that goes all the way around it got hit on a tree while four-wheeling. You got to remember, this rooftop tent's been on 2 trucks, 300,000 miles, over 1,000 times opening and closing it and sleeping in it, etc., in all sorts of weather. Rain, sleet, ice, wind, super hot nights, etc. And it's held up incredibly well. The only issues that I've had whatsoever at all, Alucab has addressed. Fortunately, I bought this tent through OK Four-Wheel Drive in New Jersey, and after it leaked the first time, they said, bring it in and we'll give you a brand new tent. And I did. I drove all the way there, and then I chickened out at the last minute. I said, you know what? I'm about to hit the road. I just built this 4Runner. The way I tied everything together, the awning, the lights, the roof rack, etc., it'd be a lot of work to take this apart. Let's just keep running it and see what happens. But Alucab absolutely stood up to the plate and offered to give me a completely brand new tent for free, with free installation from OK Four-Wheel Drive. If you ever have to deal with anybody for off-roading gear, hit up Richie over at OK Four-Wheel Drive in Jersey. Tell him I sent you, or don't, your call. The only issues I had are your usual wear and tear, the screens. You have to unzip the screens because there's a screen and then there's a protective flap that goes over it, and the screen has torn over the years, and I replaced it numerous times. But the beauty of this setup is Alucab built this entire thing so that you can take the entire fabric out and replace it with new fabric, something that I've yet to do. It hasn't stopped me, it hasn't caused any issues, it's just something that's worn out. The screen is definitely a weak point after being opened and closed over 1,000 times. You see what I mean? Most people will never use this thing 1,000 times. I have. The interior is still good to go. The pockets that they give you, the organizers on the inside, still work out really, really well. No issues with this whatsoever at all. There's the rivets on the bottom that hold the fabric to the actual base of the rooftop tent. A couple of them have become loose, but again, over 1,000 times. I expect it to happen, and it has happened, but it hasn't hindered its performance in any way thus far as of yet. One thing that came out after I got this tent was the new telescopic ladder. This ladder is the shit. Because not only does it hold my fat ass up, no problem, without snapping in half or breaking, but they put extra wide treads on it so that if you have to come down in the middle of the night, you can do it in bare feet and it won't kill your feet. That was a huge score, in my opinion. And I grabbed one, and I've had it for 2.5 years, I believe. So all in all, after 5 years, 300,000 plus miles, over 1,000 nights opening and closing, sleeping in this thing, and every type of weather the United States has to offer, I would highly suggest this as a tent if you're a serious overlander. If you're looking just to have a tent in case your Baja run goes long and you need to crash for the night, Go Fast Campers or any of the other campers that are available are pretty much good to go. I got the Alucab because I was literally and regularly smashing my rooftop tents while four-wheeling off of trees, etc., and breaking them, or the lift mechanisms would fail, etc. This thing has the normal wear and tear that you would expect, but overall it's in the exact same condition as when I bought it 5 years ago. The struts haven't even failed. I mean, that's amazing. Everything about it is pretty much good to go. You can put racks on top of it, carry a mountain bike or carry a kayak, etc., if you wanted to. But the places I go off-roading, I would rip those things off like a bad, old, crusty Band-Aid. So I don't do it. My mountain bike stays on the back, or if I'm doing a really hard trail, I drop the mountain bike in the trailer altogether. Or I don't, one of the two. But after 5 years, you'd never hear a review after 5 years. It still looks badass, it still works badass, and it still basically is badass. So if you're looking for a tent that you can have one and done, this is it. Because the prices everyone else is charging are in the exact same ballpark. They didn't used to be, but they are now. Even the hinges, all the mechanicals on this thing still work perfectly. Zero issues. I had a leak in it a couple of times, but that's because when I was wheeling, I managed to tear the rubber that can be replaced, and I never replaced it. So it is what it is. At any rate, if you want to see the other rooftop tent reviews that I've done over the years, I'll leave a link for you below. If not, I'll leave a link to Alucab, tell them I sent you, or don't. Your call. Hit that like, share, and subscribe. I am out.